I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to start our podcast today.
And
we're very excited because we're talking about Halloween early.
We are talking about Halloween early on our hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
Because we're getting into Halloween early.
And we're in studio right now, lady.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Second time. Feeling good?
I feel everybody who's like really over decorates for Christmas has been giving me a hard time about the Halloween thing. And I'm like, listen, November 1, I'm going to have all Christmas. Just the, you know, you're either usually a Christmas or a Halloween decorate. I'm both.
I don't know why you have to make a decision.
You don't.
This could be like college. You can do anything you want. You can do anyone in any way, and you can be anything you want.
IMomSoHard podcast in no way is giving advice. Or
Hey, man, if you want to get experimental on your holiday choices, right now is the time to feel out there and loose, if you know what I mean. If you want to try a little dabble into a little Halloween and maybe sprinkle in a little Christmas with the Halloween, I mean, that's up to you.
You
whatever
know,
floats your boat.
Yeah, I don't know that there's ever been a Halloween that I haven't gotten a little loose, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's a turn on. And you know what I love about Halloween so much? This is what I'll say. I think both you and I, and I think it's so wonderful and beautiful to celebrate and to decorate for Christmas. Like, we all love it.
Yes.
But I think Halloween is the one you think about all year. Like, don't you find yourself in the middle of summer being like, oh, that's a good Halloween costume? I'm like my kids.
1,000%. And you can't do Halloween wrong. You can make it your totally own flavor. Like,
100%.
Christmas, you're like, well, you know.
Christmas can have a little tack to it. You're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of rules to it, but Halloween, it's your own thing. And speaking of, I don't even know if it's that early, mostly because, so we did the Kelly Clarkson show this
week. Oh, yes,
Yeah. So we're going to do a little quality time, and then we're going to talk Halloween. We're going to talk about our Halloween hot flashes too. But when we went to the Kelly Clarkson show, I have to say, I had to fill out, you know, the paperwork we both did to get the, like, stick up the nose and stuff. Yeah. And so as I'm filling out the paperwork, I said to the guy, I go, what is today? And he goes, the 16th. And I go, oh, yeah. What month is it?
Oh,
and
my goes, God. Isn't that
September.
The truth?
And then there was a pause where I guess I looked a little blank and he goes, 2020. And I was like, all right.
You're all right.
So I don't
who
even
cares? Who
I don't
cares?
Even know if
That's
it's
what
early.
I'm saying. Like, nobody cares. If 2020 is gonna be a suck bag, make it your fun bag. Like change it over. Like, just lean in. Like,
you steer the ship.
You
gotta make it more
that
fun.
Ship. We are going to be renegades and like rebels against this fucking pandemic. It will not rob me of Halloween.
Absolutely. No joy sucks for my Halloween. I'm just going to like reinvent it. So let's talk quality time.
Guilty. We like this segment because it's just where Jen and I get to like catch up and talk about something that makes us really happy. And we had a big thing happen.
Oh my God, it was so fun.
We were, just to give you a timeline, we basically were together in the same room for the first time after 6 months, which was so
last
emotional
podcast,
and awesome. And then we got right to it. We we've been working. And then all of a sudden we get a call and they were like, hey, the Kelly Clarkson show would really like to have you as guests. And our first thought was, oh, we're going to Zoom.
Mine was, I don't know how to put clothes on anymore. Yeah. I don't have anything that fits.
I actually didn't worry about it because I was like, I've got a giant ring light and I don't have to wear pants.
And a turtleneck shirt that's going to look freaking
hot. I just
hot,
put that
man.
Camera up real high and aim it low and I look like a weird Keepy doll that's skinny. All I'm going to do is disappoint everybody when they see me in real life. Now they're going to be like, bitch, you've had a hard time.
True story. I texted Kristen and I was like, my face looks really fat.
Kelly Clarkson's dressing rooms, can we just say, if you didn't see him on the stories, they're so dope and they make you feel so cool.
Cool and joyful.
Little, and just she artsy. Puts her print on it. And you know that because if you are a Kelly Clarkson fan like we are, she brings you joy. She's so grounded, but she's also this massive superstar. And they're all evident when you see her and meet her, right?
Yeah. That's what she's got, like just this spark of joy, like twinkle in her eye. And I think that's the thing. It like translates through the camera because even when she would like, quote unquote, make a mistake in something that she was saying or doing on the show, she laughed right through it. Like she really like is.
She's a super pro.
Yeah.
And she's kind and she's nice. And she made Jen and I feel like literally like, if everything was on a normal situation, we would have had nachos after. Like, she was so cool.
Yeah, like, she was excited to see us. Which, yeah. And also, I asked her, because I was like, my kids are so obsessed with you. Do your kids think you're cool? And she was like, God, no. Yeah, they think everything I do is awful.
She's awesome. Here's the craziest part, too. Besides the fact that Jen and I were in the same room with Kelly Clarkson, and I say, shame on you producers for not digging deeper into my obsession with her that I,
you should not have cleared this at all.
One Google search and you would have seen I'm not to be trusted.
You have hashtag her. Oh my God. So many
and times. Like DM'd her and like told her my feelings, but I've done that with so many and it's worked out. So nothing it's all working out. I highly recommend it. So, and we also read all the DMs. So if you get really drunk and DM us, like we read them. So enjoy yourself. But we got to the set. They put us on separate couches. And in the audience, the way they worked around the live studio audience was these giant iPads with women who were all over the country zooming in. So it was like, it was literally like a science fiction.
It was very crazy. It was like such a futuristic.
Cool.
But it was great. The only thing was they were muted. I wish they kind of weren't muted so that you could hear them laugh and stuff like that. Because I like both of us, we would say something. We'd look at each other and be like,
oh, man.
Is everyone offended? It was just dead silence.
We'd hear the band behind us 30 feet laugh. And then we knew we were doing something right. Yeah. Like you just need the drummer to be like.
I really do feel like it reinvigorated us.
Oh, it did.
Like she's somebody that's like
cool
because she was having the exact same reaction to this effed up world that we were having. So that felt good. Like she was like, wait, you guys have to go. Oh yeah. Cause there's these rules about you can only have two, blah, 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 you know? Yeah.
So and then I was like, can I have your phone number? They were like, yeah, we should get her out. I'm like, hey, Kelly.
Yep. Get her out of here. Get her out of here.
Can I please, can you just shout out your phone number, your personal phone number, and then I'll call you later. They're like, you guys got to go? That's so sad.
Yeah. No, I just changed my mind that quickly. I don't want to hang out with you guys.
But you know what? It really did reinvigorate us, and it made us feel excited to be back together, to do what we do.
Yeah.
She made us feel like what we do is awesome, and it is awesome, but it's really cool when she says it.
And we got to, I mean, sidebar, in no universe is this a sidebar, but we got to meet Jessica Alba.
And Aisha Curry.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, both of them are on these Zooms. And I think the reason I blocked that out is because I resent them. Because, Jessica Alba's cheekbones, I'm like, they're...
She does.
I
neither
don't
one
understand.
Of them, they look like a Barbie almost. They're so perfect. And it was, I told Aisha that she ruined my day because she's so beautiful and her kids, she's like, they're really adventurous eaters. And I was
We're like, what is she bragging?
I can't do anything.
Meanwhile, they can't see us. They literally don't know who these random assholes are. They're like
who's this 8-year-old girl screaming at me and this
So they quickly escorted us off set, and we think it's because our time was over and COVID would not allow us to stay, but there might have been another hitch in the plan.
It's so weird. We can't get used to the rules. I'm like, well, so it means no open mouth kissing, right? But all the other stuff, like above the shirt stuff,
I kept sliding over on my couch, and they were like, you have to move back. I'm like, look, this jumpsuit that I have slathered my body to get into and zipped up is going to only move once, and it's closer to Jen, and it's then closer to Kelly. So move me back, sir.
I was in the middle. So you're going to get a sweet look at my double chin from both sides.
It's the back of my head, which is my best angle. So we had the best time. We're so grateful. It really put a pep in our step. And wasn't it weird then when you went home? Because Eleanor was right in the middle of math, and I was like, all right. Let's get on to grouping.
Whenever we get to do something cool, you walk in the door.
No one cares.
It's not like a letdown. It's so grounding because everybody's like, and literally my kids are obsessed with Kelly Clarkson, but Delilah said to me today, hey, didn't you get to meet Taylor Swift? And I go, no, Kelly Clarkson. She goes,
Yeah, they don't care. They're the children of the greatest equalizers. They don't care what you do.
No.
They don't care what you do. And if you do the coolest thing in the world, they don't want you to do it. They want some, like, if you were like, hey, you know what I am? I'm a sports agent. And all I do is hang out with LeBron and Steph Curry. And I just, you know what I do? I rub elbows with all of your greats. That my kids would be like, but why you?
Yeah, it's like when our kids saw that picture when Jason Momoa was holding the I Mom So Hard glass.
They were so confused.
And they go, why is Aquaman holding an I Mom So Hard glass? The question was, why?
Yeah, like, they're like why you?
What the hell is wrong with that guy?
That he would choose you. And I was like, this is the problem with our society today.
It's the problem with my family for sure. Yeah, they're like,
I will cut bait from you guys so fast. Seriously, Jason Momoa comes sniffing around. I'll be like, I don't know. They're cousins. I don't know. Stepkids. I gotta go. They just look like me. Jason, I'm a free agent right now.
They look so much like you.
Yeah, I can't get away from them.
I know.
Even though most of the time I want to, but sometimes they're kind of awesome.
I'm a total hellbilly.
I am too.
I have to say, in this time that we've been home so much, like just leaving for a little bit, I'm like, is everybody going to be okay?
Wait. Oh my God. I was the opposite. I was like, peace.
I'm out.
I was so happy to be out. I realized how this is something too. This made me think of back when you're a new mommy, especially to number two or more, if you have more than one kid and it's that toddler baby age that I talk about all the time that I think was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
There's this thing, and you're better at this than me. Like I would tell myself, like, okay, you have a plan for the day of what the day looks like, when you're going to nurse, when you're going to take, maybe a little one goes to preschool, but you get to like 5 o'clock and you're like, okay, I just have to make it to 8. And I'm like kind of at bedtime. If you do that enough days in a row, you realize you haven't left your house or gone out and seen humans for like 10 days. And then you do, and you realize how good it is for you to go to step out. So I think that's what happens to me when I get to leave the house. Even in the situation we're in right now, I'm like, if I can literally go on a walk or go outside and see another human, even if I don't get to interact with them.
Yes.
Just getting literally out of my house is so important.
Oh, well, I think we spoke briefly about it when we got here to do the podcast, but we both have been getting our ass handed to us this
week.
Glimpse of like, we did the Kelly show. We had a couple other jobs that we were working on,
which we're so grateful to have because—
Oh, yeah.
It's
not
been crickets for 6 months for us. We've lost a tour. And that's not, listen, we're not complaining. We get it. We're going to come back stronger. Hopefully, I'll come back thinner.
I'm going to definitely come back stronger.
Yeah. I might let that ship sail and just be like, you know what? So I've upped a size.
I have been doing the treadmill. I do 2 or 3 miles a day on the treadmill.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I'm proud of myself, but it literally is my like moment of zen where I put on the headphones and if the kids walk up, I just shake my head.
Good for
you. I like point to the headphones and I'm like, so go to your dad and ask him because it's literally the time where I can like relax. And I figured out that, like, if Delilah's, because I have to sit next to Delilah.
I know,
like,
man. All of us remote learning right now. Yeah. It's tough. And the littles have it even, I don't know who has it easier.
Nobody's got
it easy. I really
don't
anybody it's think just,
you're just
has it
yelling
easy.
A different thing at the kids, too. So I, while she is like book time, she loves that. So she'll sit and listen to the teacher tell the story. So I, the treadmill's right by her. So I just get on the treadmill. And when story's done, it's like maybe I did a mile or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I squeeze in another mile, like,
good for you.
When I'm like frustrated, because that's the thing that's been happening lately and specifically this week is I feel like I did at 5 or 6 o'clock at night when I was exhausted with babies and toddlers.
Yep.
That's how I feel now. I'm like, I need you to go to bed now.
I need
to, like,
a break.
No talking to anybody for an hour because I have left it all out on the fucking field, man. Yep. I have nothing left to give you.
Yep. And I think that's what we're doing. I think that's why everybody is so fatigued. You know me, like, I kind of like, I go to bed very early because I've always been that person. I'm literally the person. I am. I hated sleepovers when I was a kid. I was like, they're going to want to stay up till 10 and that blows up my morning routine. Yeah. Like, I used to get up. My friend Dana would invite me over for sleepovers and I would fall asleep at like 9. I'd be like trying and she's like, don't you go to sleep. And I would fall asleep at 9 and then I would wake up and I would have coffee with her mom. Her mom would have coffee and I'd sit there and have a donut or something. I'd talk to Barb while her dad read the paper. And Dana would be like, I hate having you sleep over because I waste a time where a friend can come over because you go to bed so early.
It's so hilarious. Like, whenever we're traveling, it's like, we got an early morning flight. Kristen's like, early bird gets the worm. Like, she's like fully packed. I'm like, we got to go back. I forgot all of my things. Yeah. Like,
Jen's like, I just need to be on my phone and like coupon code.
I can't do it, but I can like text her at 2 a.m. and I'm like, I just finished my second zombie I'm crafting right now.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't you dare text me at this time.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The only time we see each other late is if she's up super early and I'm up super late.
So and the two worlds pass.
It's like she's in China and I'm in New York.
Yeah, then that would be perfect. We can talk all the time.
That'd be great.
But I do think that, like, during this time, there's been such fatigue that even like last night, because like Jen said, we've been getting our ass kicked just trying to manage going back to work and being excited about all the things we get to do, but the workload being a ton this week. And last night I was sitting and I let Finn watch Unsolved Mysteries with me, but I always, I know.
Why not Forensic Files, Kristen?
Jen, hold on. We're coming up on the Halloween season. He likes scary stuff. Old school.
Made up stuff like Frankenstein. No, not like.
We let him watch original. Don't make me feel. He watches old original scary movies that are from the 30s, which are dumb. And then we watch Unsolved Mysteries, except I always tell him, you can't watch anything with kids and you can't watch any. I always like,
I can't watch anything with kids.
No,
me
too.
Absolutely.
But last night I was sitting on the couch and we started watching Unsolved Mysteries. And all I remember is like him going like, hey, mom, what's first degree murder? And I'm like, how many did we watch? Oh, God, I'd fully fallen asleep.
Well, it's when you've planned it out, obviously.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right.
There's evidence of a scheme.
Let's go listen to My Favorite Murder real quick, and we'll unpack this. I think they did this one. Because we're in the Halloween spirit. We want to lean.
Well, don't ever feel bad about what you let your kids watch, because two things I've done in my life. One was in the second grade, I watched Exorcist. My parents were fully aware I was watching it.
They were fully aware.
And they let me watch it.
Yeah,
and
because that's what our parents did.
I remember like turning and looking at them going, What in the good gall darn are you even thinking? Are you supposed to
you
be the adult?
You guys are terrible
here?
Parents for letting
Absolutely.
Me watch this fabulous movie.
Now I will never sleep again. And then, but one time I was, before I ever had kids and I did not understand child development, my friend was over, my friend's son was over. I like picked him up from violin lessons and I was like, oh, I know you love history. Here's a really great historical film that I think you'd enjoy. It's called Gladiator. And so we got to the part where the guy like double sword slashes somebody's head off and he's just standing at my kitchen door bawling like I'm making a macaroni and cheese. And I was like, I think I learned something here.
Yeah, and he did too. He's like currently in counseling. Well, you let my son watch Gangland, but he was too little to understand
it. He was like 4
it.
Months old. There's,
he's got a little swag to him and I think it's because of that now.
You're welcome.
He leaned over to me and he was like, Mommy, am I supposed to still be watching this? And I was like, we got to go to bed. Did I fall asleep? We're so tired. But you know what? We might be tired and all of us out there might be tired with remote learning and it's kicking our ass. We cannot let go of Halloween.
We got it. We got to like grasp the joys that we are allowed right
Halloween
now.
Brings joy.
And I know it's not just us. So we did this post because like anytime we bring up, even on Kelly Clarkson, we were like talking about how much we love Halloween. And she was like, me too. Like,
I know they were having a real moment and I felt very left out.
No, because she's already got like her whole, I brought a list, you guys. I brought a list of ideas of Halloween costumes for you and your husband, because I've spent so much time thinking about it.
Jen and I also, we love Halloween, but we also, we go from one end to the next. So Jen's sort of in the, I'm going to decorate my house. It's going to be really thematic and beautiful. And I'm going to have all these like weird witches in the front that kind of glow. And I'm like, I want to scare the shit out of people. I want to have like, I'm trying to, and my kids, I had a rule up until COVID that like they weren't allowed to be anything too scary because the thing I'm going to miss the most about no trick or treating this year besides pounding my kids Reese's peanut butter cups is I freaking can't handle Halloween babies. Don't decorate our house too scary because I don't want to scare the babies. I want to see caterpillars and butterflies and little tacos, little fat tacos coming up.
I can't handle it.
I need like every superhero in a 2T is enough to literally make me ovulate.
Well, you're not into the super scary either, right?
I will
more than me.
I will dip more into that, like a scary clown or
Colin does this. He has this whole setup where he'll scare people. He'll act like he's this.
Yeah, that was both of our ideas. We came up with a photo booth last year and Jen Peter Pants when we did it, which we knew it was working. So what we did was we had my husband dress like a dead clown, but we put hay in his arms so it looked like he was like a weird like circus clown. And then we did one identical next to him. And then we had a photo booth and you would sit next in between the clowns and then one clown would come to life. And when it was anybody under 12, I would say, don't do it. You know, like if it was a baby, I knew he would scare him. But when Jen sat down, I was like, full tilt.
Let me tell you what I learned is that a dead scarecrow clown doesn't wear the newest version of Air Force Ones.
I know. His freaking shoes gave it away.
My spidey sense, like, no, he still got me.
Scared the shit out of
me. I knew for a second. I was like, Colin. Where's Colin? And
I know.
She's like, he's back barbecuing. So you got me. Like that, well, because I don't sleep well if I watch something super scary.
Oh, I love it.
But I like favorite. Like I love all the ghost shows and stuff like that, but I don't like the stuff that's like twins with white eyes and
oh
I can't do that.
Oh my god, yes. I will get ocular lenses. That's my favorite. Yes. Yes. And in fact, I did keep a pair for too long and I think I did get an eye infection, so I looked actually scarier after I wore them. But that's the fun of this year. We get to like change the rules because there isn't just one night. We get to make them all night.
So this is what I've been thinking.
Okay.
Jen's
got like,
well, I go early. Like October 1 is usually my rule. I'm like, I'm going to start putting this stuff out. And then the kids loved it so much and it was like the first year that both of them were at the age that they would get excited about it.
Yeah.
I would go to like Michael's or Walmart or whatever. And I'd get a whole bunch of like little things. And then we would do this Halloween tour every night where I would like,
oh, that's right. You're a much better person than me. Exhausting.
It's not.
It's so cute.
I would like decorate it. And then while they were finishing up dinner or whatever, I'd get everything ready. I'd flip all the, last year it was like 48 batteries, I think. Because I left all the light things on like throughout the day because they, you know, dance and stuff. With so many little batteries, I would flip all those on and then I would put like a new little figurine thing. Like usually they were from like the dollar store or something, which is what's killing me right now. Yeah. I can't like.
Jen, I think you're going to be fine based on your garage looking like a, like an Amazon like storeroom.
It really does.
She's fine, you guys.
I am running
there
a spirit Halloween.
Things in the world.
I'm running a spirit Halloween out of my garage.
Yeah,
right
she's
now.
Like, just, what am I going to do? I only have decoration rooms from 2019.
There's
like,
a whole costume section.
Yeah,
there's
you've
a whole
got,
indoor section and a whole outdoor section.
I just shop her garage. I just take over leftover stuff and I'm fine with it.
That's. I did find a bucket that I think is yours.
You can have it.
All right.
Wait, what kind of bucket? I'll just come take what I want.
That's fine. That's fine. But I haven't even gotten everything out. So like last year I would do this display and then every night we go on a Halloween tour and they had to like pick out what the new little thing was.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. So, but this year we haven't started doing the Halloween tours yet, but I love it because like Dash will say he had this like family traditions project at school and I was like, oh man, what's that anger? I don't know what they're going to talk about. And he said, my favorite thing is Halloween and Christmas tours. So it's working. It's doing something. It's giving him like good memories.
Yeah.
So he's not probably going to remember missing trick-or-treating because LA County has already canceled trick-or-treating for the year. So he might not miss that if I do all this other stuff.
That's the thing. We got to work it around. You got to work around. You know, I will tell you that we moved into our house because of trick-or-treating. It is like the grand slam of neighborhoods. My neighbor, he hands out full-size candy bars, and it pisses me off because I'm like, hey, what do you mean a freaking super gold dude?
You hand out beers, though.
We hand out beers. Our neighbors that are gay hand out jello shots, and they're like totally unimpressed with the kids, and I love them. They're like toodle-dee, y'all.
I spent a lot of time in their yard last year.
Yeah, they're fantastic. It's a really fun collaborative neighborhood event, but this year will look different, and that's okay. We've already decided we're going to like make our house look like as creepy as we possibly can.
Yeah.
I think I want to have the kids dress like dead dolls and sit in the window upstairs and yell at people when they walk by, but like not just on Halloween, like at any time.
Oh yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? The whole week.
Yeah. The whole week. Just be like, hey man. And I'm going to reward them with like anybody that we freak out on our Ring app. And I hope to do some sort of like long length video. I don't know. The sky's the limit.
I sent out a mass email to a whole bunch of parents at our school. And I was like, okay, what are we going to do? Trunk or treat? Reverse parade?
What's a reverse parade?
Where the parents drive them in the car and people dress up and throw candy into the car at them. The kids are still in costume.
That feels dangerous just based on...
It's dangerous for adults.
We have a Dodger that lives in our neighborhood. I could go to his house.
He would probably be able to get in the car. I'm just going to dent a bunch of Teslas.
I'll be like, don't hurt my 2010 Ford Edge,
you
assholes.
What do you do to my car?
My husband drives a truck, so umbrella policy. That sounds fun. We were thinking about that also. Like, could I put the kids in the back of the pickup and roll around the neighborhood just being creepy?
Yeah, because for like all the graduations and stuff like that, people had the kids out of the sunroof and stuff like that.
Yes.
So like at the end of it, you give them a big bag of candy, whatever. They don't have to catch the candy. You shoot them with silly string, whatever. Just like make it...
We read that one mom on Instagram or Facebook, and now I don't have her name, but it was really smart. She said she's going to do like Easter baskets for her kids. The kids don't need 40,000 pieces of candy, especially if they're not traipsing around 3 miles in the cold.
Mine don't even care. Like I hide it or I like get rid of so much of it.
Mine freaking care. And they, this new, they care.
They do a spreadsheet, which is great. That's educational. That part.
Literally hide it for me. And I'm like, do you think that I did not do the same thing to my mother, Terry Hensley, who then would find my candy later on? Do you think I don't know what your plan is, that you all of a sudden want to go to sleep and like you're running up into your room and I hear drawers opening?
You guys are so smart.
Oh my God. Do you think this is my first barbecue? I'm training them to be conniving. It's great.
I'm like, you ate it all, like by, you know, 3 days later.
Oh, no, they're like, I had two Mootsie Tootsies. I had, where'd those Reese's peanut butter cups go? I know there's no razor blades in them. That's bullshit. I looked it up on Snopes.
The rest is all of those like banana striped candies.
Which I love.
You do?
Banana striped candy.
I have an idea for you.
Is this, are we getting into our ideas for Halloween costumes?
No, not costumes yet.
Oh.
I wanted to say that because you were talking about how, what you would do on the outside of your house.
Yes, please. So
I got my husband an outdoor projector because we used to live in a very Halloween neighborhood. Now we don't, which is the only thing I don't like about where we live.
But well, you're in on a mountain.
Yeah.
It's just harder to access. Nobody's going to be mad at the mountain.
Nobody's going to trick or treat and be like CrossFit. I mean, you would earn the right to eat all the candy.
If I'm
going to
go up your damn hill, I better be getting like soft serve.
Ice cream sundae.
I like, want a shot of tequila.
Absolutely.
Actually, I don't. That makes me want to gag. But I would take a shot.
And it's not safe is the bigger deal is like cars go down. There's not sidewalks in our neighborhood because it's very like mountainous or whatever. So, but God, what was they saying about
you were saying
that?
What you would do to the front of my house. You would say, because you got an outside projector.
Yeah, so where we used to live, people would show, they would have like a fire pit and they would have like a not super scary horror movie out in front of their house. And so we like became obsessed with like having outdoor movies. So I got my husband a
those
movie,
are big right now, except the movies start late, but that's fine.
We got a projector that you can do early day because I asked his friend a DP, like what should I do? He goes, get one that you can use in the sun so like the kids can watch it early. So like he was saying you could use one of those because I know you want to get one for Colin and you could like do ghosts on the front. You could project ghosts and stuff in your front yard and your house. You put the projector out front.
That sounds very fancy, Jen. And you know that I take great pride in being tacky Halloween decorator.
He was saying he'll do it for you. He'll find this stuff.
But then that's going to make me have to up my game on every, I like to like trash bag it and like put, I like to make everything look
they go all out. It's
we do go
wonderful.
Out. We love it.
And they also have like snacks and hors d'oeuvres so you can like go in and get like, you can eat, you can refuel your drink and like go around another block. It's the best.
It's our
and if
favorite.
I don't get something like that this year,
we're gonna make it a thing. If I have to Zoom people to show my costume, I will.
I think it's very safe because you could
you just can't trick or treat. It doesn't mean Halloween goes away.
Absolutely
we get to
not.
Do all the fun things. You get to show all the fun movies. You get to do all the fun traditions. By the way, if I didn't even know this broad existed, but apparently there's something called a Switch Witch, which I am certainly happy my parents didn't hear about.
Oh,
did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
You have to turn in all your damn candy, and then the next day they give you like a tennis ball or something. I'm like,
I wouldn't
wait, what?
Are you kidding me?
But here's what I will say.
I wouldn't give you anything for a tennis ball.
Well, right. You're right. But I would just like to say, you and I are from Nebraska, and Halloween is cold as hell. And if I'm worked my butt off to get a whole jack-o'-lantern full of candy, I'm not giving it to some broad the next day so I can get some sort of fitness thing.
Absolutely not. And I feel like what Halloween is really useful for in the colder states is like bulking up your fat reserve so that you stay warm.
Yeah, it's a requirement.
That's what November's for. And then so you make it through January, February, and hate yourself in March.
No, but it's great. Then you wouldn't work out. Do you remember when we were growing up in Nebraska? Like you had to make your costume work for like cold weather. So like if you went as a ballerina, you were pulling a leotard over a puffer coat.
Absolutely. That's why I have zero concerns about Halloween being safe whatsoever. Like I'll take all that candy. I am suspicious of anything that's paper wrapped. I'm not going to let my kids eat cookies anyways. It needs to be wrapped in a Snickers.
I'm really not that worried about
it. I'll run that shit through the dishwasher before they eat it. I don't care about the germs. They're going to have masks on. They can run up to a bowl and get the candy. Like,
yeah.
We can figure out
we
a good
can
way
figure
to do
it
this.
Out. But yeah. We're going to follow the rules of whatever. But I do think
we're total pussies. Kristen and I are such rule followers.
I know. We act really tough right now. And then if somebody came in and they're like, we heard that you said this and now you're in trouble, I'd be like,
logic.
It's her fault.
We didn't, I know.
She got enthusiastic about Halloween.
You know what? We get excited sometimes. And
I think the most important thing is somebody said to me, why do it if there's no one there to enjoy it? And I'm like, that's exactly the reason you do it. Cause your kids need to see you like, at the time that it's the hardest, we're basically telling everybody to work harder. That sucks.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't have to be.
It's worth it.
It's worth it, man.
Your bar's lower. Everybody's bar is lower.
Yeah.
Like everybody, the kids, us, we're going to be happy to have like whatever connection we can have. So we just have to like get creative about it.
Get
and
creative.
I'm so committed.
And if there's any group that can do it, it is a group of moms. And I should tell
it
you.
It is Only moms.
Go to our Instagram.
Oh my God.
Because we did post it, and on our Facebook page, you can see pictures of costumes. You can see ideas of workarounds of things that people are doing in neighborhoods that have different rules that are really smart. Yeah. And I just think like that's what we all have to do is sort of like, hey, this is what our neighborhood's doing and it seems to be working. And like give some ideas and early ideas for Halloween and costume ideas. It's so fun. Let's get into it.
Okay, so this woman left a comment on our Facebook page, and this she didn't give anything about the rules, but it reminds me of your neighborhood. Because she said when they were looking at the house, so her name's Jennifer Aringer, Jennifer A.
Jennifer A.
Yeah, said, I love Halloween. Last year, I added a 9-foot-tall pirate ship and a 7-foot-tall headless horseman animatronic to my haunted garage. And before buying her house, I asked our realtor how many trick-or-treaters they got. And she said, 300. I said, sold. That is like, Kristen was like, just so you know, didn't your real estate agent tell you?
They had to disclose that our neighborhood was considered like a park and you would park there and then trick or treat. Yeah. I was like, that's all sold.
Yeah.
You got a 100-year-old house even need with to bad see the plumbing, house. But it's a popular Halloween place. My realtor is like, you make terrible decisions. And I'm like, don't you know it, sir?
I make fun decisions,
Let
sir.
Let me sign on the line. Also, my real estate agent used to be in the show Baywatch. So I was like, whatever. I'm wherever just, you want me to sign, sir.
Yep, I'm just staring at your pectoral muscles
You wear a
you
very
should have a shirt on
V.
If you're going to be a professional, but whatever.
Or not. If you want to sell this joint, you will not have a V-neck.
But I was so taken by this comment because I have been looking for a great reason to have a pirate ship in my backyard. I don't
think you need a reason. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Well, I do have a reason. I'm probably going like way out of order, but my husband was like, when I was telling him, I was like, Kristen and I are going to talk about Halloween. It might not be our Halloween episode, but because we might talk about horror, we're going to milk this deep, mother.
Yeah.
So I told him, I was like, for 2021, I want to have the biggest party, not on Halloween, because I want everybody to trick or treat, but we can all be together. I want to get a dance floor. I want to decorate the whole back, and I want to have like, you would enter on the long way because we're like having construction. So you walk in, it's going to be like a haunted pathway.
Yep.
And then when you get in, that side door is we're going to get a hot tub.
Yeah,
but not just
I'll
for Halloween.
I'll be in the hot tub. I'll just be a mermaid in the hot tub.
Listen to this.
A middle-aged mermaid.
We're going to put green dye in the hot tub and then put like big inflatable like eyes and body parts and stuff like that.
I don't want to be the big inflatable. That makes me feel bad.
No.
But I might be. They might think I am.
You, but
that's great. I'm in. I'm going to get in the hot tub. I'm going to cross boundaries. I'm going to experiment with my Halloween needs.
It's going to be a huge party. I'm going to do it up.
I'm not bringing my kids, just so you know. I want to have a good time.
That's why we're not doing
adults
it on Halloween.
Adults only.
This is going to be an
adults only. You know, everyone's
but not that kind. Because when we say that, we mean like
adults.
We're just going to get drunk and maybe try some brownies.
Yeah.
Other people say that and they're like, we're going to do something that could be on Cinemax. It's not us.
We would like to try wrestling with your spouse. Let's swap, shall we? And I'd be like,
no.
We were at a party one time where.
What?
What? No.
Sorry, you know, I just turned into like.
You know about this. You know about
the handshake
this.
Thing?
Okay. You guys, we just went full rated R.
Am I allowed
to safe for work?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Was it a secret handshake?
Yes.
Oh my God, so gross.
So if you know me and you know my husband, we both, well, look, there's going to be other people you invite to a swingers party besides us. We're just not that type.
It's not that they're not attractive. They're just very earnest.
We're very earnest people. We're more likely like, hey, you want to go get some wings and watch a football game?
Oh,
yes.
Man, that sounds like a wet dream.
Yeah,
right there.
That's exactly an idea. Wet dream. Did you pee your pants? Like, I don't know.
Oh, God, guys see she doesn't know what that means.
I don't know.
Even.
I mean, I have to think back to not when I had them, but I heard they existed.
Yeah.
So my husband's even more so. He's so earnest. He doesn't know about any of that. He doesn't think anything like that happens in the world. Honest to God, he doesn't. So we went to a party. We actually went to a wedding reception, and there was a group of people who had participated in the swapping of people, if you will. Listen, I didn't write this story. I just was part of the story. So my husband was at the bar getting a drink and this guy shook his hand in a certain way. And my husband thought it was like, like, it was so deliberate that I think my husband thought it was like a secret fraternity handshake.
We really connected. We had a secret handshake right away. And then it ended with a kiss. I had no idea.
So my husband goes, "Guy keeps shaking my hand." And I'm like, "Well, did you already meet him?"
He keeps doing it. Oh my God. That's so funny. He's like, he goes, no. He did look at me, make eye contact.
That's exactly what he did. I go,
"Feel what I'm doing."
I go, "What do you mean keep shaking your hand? That's weird. After you meet someone, you don't reshake." And he goes, "I don't know. He's doing this thing." And I was like, and so then we Googled it because we didn't know if that was a fraternity handshake. But apparently there is a real handshake and it's like a finger on the pulse of your whatever on your wrist. That means you're down to get freaky.
A finger on the pulse.
Like you shake hands and then your finger like goes on the inside. Gross. It's disgusting.
I don't like how that feels anyway.
I don't like how it feels. I feel like when somebody's doing bad business, I'm like, "You're shady fucker if you're going to shake a hand
somebody shakes their hand too hard." I'm like, "What are you trying to prove?"
I know. I've been told I shake hands too hard, but that's just my dad making me do that as a kid. So anyway, so Colin got invited to swing. I think Colin was literally confused. And then we Googled it. And then Colin was so offended. He was like, but then also.
He turned very like Southern Belle.
Southern Belle. But also was like, "I knew I shouldn't have worn this shirt. It's too attractive." And I'm like, "Colin.
Oh my God, that's the best response. I can't deal with
you. You wear one Hawaiian shirt and you think you're like Magnum P.I. Like,
do you want me to define the relationship I have with my husband right now?"
Yes, please.
If somebody did that to him, I would say, "Nobody did that to me. I was at the same party that you were at and nobody even touched me. What is it with you that everybody likes so much?"
That's amazing. I was like, I just think Colin and I were like, we were literally like figuring out a puzzle. We kept going to the other room together and I was like, "Well, what does it mean? I don't know. Why does it keep shaking your hand? Stop going to the bar, maybe."
I can see you guys like
what?
Ordering room service, just like the hot wings and spinach dip keeps coming in. And you're like, "Oh, you know what I just found? I was looking on the interwebs and I just found if some guy taps you with his hard dong, that means he's interested in you sexually." This is how earnest they are, you guys. These two, you really have to spell it out. So if anybody is trying to get them into a weird, you got it? You need to like have your attorney contact theirs. And get it all on paper so they're clear.
I appreciate the option or the thought that we would be down to do that. But clearly you have made a poor choice, sir, because these two, A, are not going to miss a minute on the dance floor. And two, we are very tired. So we are not going to be any fun.
They're like,
we're literally going to be, I told you, I go to bed at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Hey, Gary, I can't do this right now because you've missed your window. And I am in my comfy shirt."
It feels like if you're doing all of that right, it comes at like cocaine time, which is probably 12 to 3 window of time. But it's like if somebody's propositioning you and Colin, it's like, number one, you guys aren't going to get it. Number two,
are not going to get it.
They're not going to get it either. So it's just a big waste of time. So you know what? Go to a different sizzler because that is not what the Sweeneys are. So we're not having that kind of Halloween party.
Well, they're not. But back to the delightful Halloween party that was ruined by a good swinger story. Oh God, we're not doing that kind of party. We're literally going to have a
swing
party.
Dancing. Maybe
swing dancing. I like to swing dance.
I do too. Once again, my husband's actually. You guys should dance. You guys have
not
ever.
What a weird thing to say on the heels of the fact that are you training him? Not into it, Jan.
Look, you know what? You and my husband will swing dance, and your husband and I will talk politics. Oh, that God. Feels like the right setup, right?
That would be. There's nothing more lost. Yes. And your husband and I will drink martinis, and you and Colin will drink
beer nachos.
And yeah, I'll be like, fine. Perfect. That's the only swapping I'm doing.
That's all that I'm prepping for mentally and shaving wise.
That's it. And I'll deal with your husband's feet. They're not terrible, but
they are terrible. I have to tell you, the other night I said to him,
"You don't have to tell me. It never has to be like that."
It's not. No, I wouldn't. I don't want to embarrass him, but I did say we were on a Zoom with Bobby and Sarah, and I was like, "You absolutely smell terrible." Like it was that kind of spicy. like armpit funk that like burns your nose a little bit. I go, you smell terrible. And then we got to bed and I was like, you're not going to get a shower. He goes,
oh.
He had had some kind of weird chorizo.
I thought he would toot. He tooted?
No.
It, he blew his breath on you.
Out of his mouth. He goes, I didn't want to say it in front of them, but it was... And I was like, go brush your teeth. He goes, I did. I oh can't God. Get out. Like, it was coming from, like, deep in his... But he's... You guys, I think he's... Kristen hates... He's 6 feet of hot sex to me. I find him very attractive. Gross. But we're not the swinging... We're not the swinging type.
You guys, let's get back... Go back to... Let's talk about scary shit. Let's talk about married sex.
That's... let's talk about lazy stuff. Let's
I would like to talk about... fun costume ideas, because I think I've come up with some very fun ones for you.
Oh, wait.
Do you want to do that or no?
I do. We posted on Facebook about how excited we are about Halloween. We're doing it early and we are not alone. Everybody else is starting just as early as we are. They're already coming up with their costume
ideas. We also asked them to brag about costumes that they've done before that are worthy of recognizing. And I have a couple listed here. I don't have their names because I'm an asshole. But the next time we do this, we will call out your name.
Well, tell me what they are, because maybe okay, I wrote them
did
down.
We I know that we have crossover on one, but these made me laugh really hard. A mom dressed up her kid as a vending machine.
I love that one.
I mean, mom? Like, I know what your schedule's like. You're not getting anything done in your house, but you've committed to making your kid a vending machine, and that's fantastic. Here's my other favorite one. This mom made her kids go as the cast of The Hangover, but they're not old enough to see the movie.
I love that one. I love that.
They're not old enough to see the movie.
She has all boys.
She has all boys, and one of them's wearing a Bjorn with the youngest boy.
It's so good.
Bravo to her. Here's one that I thought was so weird that I thought was hilarious. This woman said she went as Tosh 5.0, and literally not one person knew who she was, but she like really committed to the costume. And I was like, what a weird choice to go in and be like, I'm Tosh. Like, Tosh, whoever that guy is, he should be so
Isn't
grateful.
Is it 2.0? Is 5.0
oh,
like
shit,
the 80-year-old
Maybe I wrote it down wrong. I can't see it.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Is it Tosh 2.0?
I don't know.
Or is it Tosh 5.0? It's Tosh. Listen,
I don't know.
If we don't know,
my husband
don't
worked
be
on
that
his show.
Halloween
it
costume.
Sounds like he's Dick 0.0.
Yeah.
Okay, so Melissa Mizia had always wanted to be pregnant during Halloween so she could be the Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball video in which...
Get it.
Yep.
Get
she
it.
She made it Wrecking Ball. She did like a chain from her neck.
No.
And then she put like a Barbie across, like hanging onto the Wrecking Ball that was her pregnant belly.
That's... Oh, I just spit all over.
Because it's
so
amazing.
Excited. I just spit
it's
like
so
a
clever.
Giraffe.
Never
in one
clever. Zillion years would I ever come up with that.
You know what? I was pregnant during Halloween. I was very pregnant during Halloween. And I guess that would have been October, November, December, January, February, April, May. Wait, which one was I pregnant with? I guess it would have been Finn. I felt giant.
That's what I was going to say.
I was pregnant. Like the second that egg dropped, I was
I found out I was pregnant with Delilah the day of your Halloween party.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
That's right. That's right.
We were, my son was Thor, Britt was Run DMC, and I was Mary Poppins, and I had just found out I was pregnant with Delilah.
That's
and
amazing.
I was like, I can't want a bear so bad.
I know. You want to have some of the punch that we had. But I went as a giant eight ball. I went like head to toe in like black.
Perfect.
And I also wore, I was teaching high school at the time, so I went as skin tight as possible. And then I put the eight on the front of my stomach. And my kids were so, they're high school age and like all like totally having reckless sex. And I was like, you too could look like this if you're not careful.
Kristen, when she was pregnant with Finn, she was like all knees and elbows with this round belly. She just looked like a spider.
That's
that had
not
been
how
a
I looked with
bad.
Eleanor. I was like, I looked like a sandbag.
That's
I was
what
like,
I was like
well,
with
fine.
Dash. I was like, you're Jabba the Hutt. What are you for
Both
Halloween?
Of us had to be tilted up on like, what do you call it, on dollies. Like they would like come
get in the hand truck. Okay.
Jen had like
your
hand braces. Yeah. I was on bed rest. I was like, everything's terrible.
Okay, here's another one that I loved. And I love because some kids like don't want to have the mask on.
Yeah.
They're real picky about
Pansies.
The costume. You go to great lengths to make this super creative, wonderful costume.
Yeah, so wear
and they
it.
Can't deal with it. This, okay, so Cindy, her child has like a tactile sensitivities.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
she was
fair.
No,
I didn't
that's
know that there
different.
Was a situation.
No, my kids just complain a lot.
Yep.
This is different. So her child had sensitivities, couldn't find a costume that would work. So she took a clear umbrella and made a hat and hung plastic off of it. Jellyfish, you guys. Jellyfish.
That's cute.
Which is a cute costume.
And by the way, so easy and practical, and you can use that shit for every day.
As Cindy Newman Davis, you guys, my hat's off to you. You are a better parent than me.
You're genius.
I know. But then, so do you want to talk about ideas we had for each other?
Yes, I want to talk about ideas for each other. But first of all, I would just like to say, if you are a mother, we get it about Halloween, because my son 1 year begged to be a fruit bat. I didn't even know what a fruit bat was.
Yeah.
And I went full tilt and I bought the whole costume and then we put it on him and then he was pissed and he didn't want to go as a fruit bat and he refused to take one single picture. So I'll post on it. Remember where he's like looking to the side? Meanwhile, Eleanor's like this cute little fairy and like.
You saw. Well, that's I learned my lesson. I'm like, don't tell me 2 months before what you want to be, because it's going to change so many times. Absolutely. So you tell me like a week or so before.
Yep.
Because then it'll still be fresh in their heads.
Remember when you had made a handmade costume and then Finn wore his Captain America costume over to your house that was like bought from Costco?
Yep.
And Dasha was like, that's what I want to go as.
Yes.
And then your costume went by the wayside. But let's talk about costumes for each other, because that's more fun.
Okay. So I thought it would be really funny for my costume to be 2020 and to get those like, I still have the glasses, you know? And so I would have like a mask, like tan lines, like spray tan. I would have like a coffee cup in one hand and wine like in the other. I'd just be like a hot mess.
Sounds like my 2019, 18, 17. Okay.
What do you
mean? Where's the coat? Okay, 2020.
And I would have like big viruses. Like, I would be the year 2020.
Got it.
I would have like viruses stuck to me and stuff. I will have gained 30 pounds. I'll just like pack that mother full of like.
I think that's funny.
I don't need to pack it that much.
I think that's really funny. Okay. So I thought of a couple costumes. First of all, I thought that you and I could go as old, creepy porcelain dolls with weird black fake eyelashes so that we get doll eye, right? Creepy, totally, with a weird giant girl dress.
Yeah.
I also thought you could go as an Amazon delivery person, since you know them so well that I think they'll let you borrow their van.
Yep.
I thought that you could go as Lisa Vanderpump and I could go as her tacky cousin from like the wrong side of London and be like, oh, I'm going to just say him.
You could go
crumpet.
You could go as Jiggy, her dog. He always wears a bow tie.
Thank you. No. That dog has more class than me. I thought maybe we could go as the Real Housewives of Nebraska, except it would be like the fastest season they've ever had, because we actually get along and all we do is help people and we bring in delicious treats that are like fun and calorie packed. And
there's no arguments.
We're just nice to each
other.
There's
just a couple moments
boring.
Where we're like, well,
okay, fine. You go first.
All right. Well,
and all we do is just out nice each other.
Well, I thought you were going to make the potatoes.
I thought you were going to. So I did. I made both because I knew we were going to. So we would be the fastest season to ever hit the Housewives franchise.
Just the pilot.
That's just the pilot. We wear tech vests and like nice, like long sleeve flannel shirts. Those are my people. And we just volunteer for everything and run the PTA. And
Yeah.
But I still.
You need me to help you change your oil? I could do that. Absolutely.
But I've got a big one.
Okay.
I know who we should go as. Do you have any more duo costumes?
I haven't even gotten in my list yet.
Oh, well, that then I'm going to wait. I think I'm going
to
wait.
All right. Okay. So ideas for you. I thought like a real no-brainer would be for you to do Cobra Kai, like a member of the, because you're so into Cobra Kai right now.
Fine. I will take that as a yes. Although okay.
I know you've been dying for any reason to buy a gi, so I'm not.
You mean more than one? Thank you.
Are you so mad because you already got one already?
I sign up all the time for one free class because you get the gi.
Here's what I predict is Kristen has been working on like an artwork in the evenings that perfectly resembles the Cobra Kai logo. And she's going to like get that made into an iron-on.
I'm writing.
I know she is. This.
Okay. That's so actually really good.
I know. That was my idea for you. Okay. And then, so I also had this idea. Because Colin, Kristen's husband, has really great facial hair. Like,
what
epic.
Is the joke here?
No, that you guys go as Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson.
You, am I Burt Reynolds?
No, every time I see, like, my husband loves all these like 70s movies. Like,
that's so flattering. I can't pull off Lonnie Anderson. Can
yes,
I?
You can. I just want to see your boobs. I want to get you. I have a 70s dress. Oh, I'll put you in. We'll get you in like a blonde wig. But Colin already has the facial hair. And you know he's got the shirt and the shorts for
oh,
it.
Oh, I know. And he loves to wear short shorts. He loves to show off his legs.
Okay, like here's another woman. Couple one I thought would be good for you. You guys go as Gaga and Bradley Cooper from A Star is Born.
That's hilarious. Do I sing?
You,
no.
Nobody's going to stop you. Nobody
can
stop you.
Nobody's
going to
stop you.
Yeah. I think you both could lean into that. I don't know why. This I thought you would like. Because she really likes a good joke.
Yeah, I like a joke costume a lot.
You go as a pyramid scheme. So you're going to, out of a box, you're going to make
that's
a pyramid.
Hilarious.
And you're going to like hang leggings and like
leggings
essential
and
oil.
Mascara. That's. That might be the winner.
And I thought maybe you'd do like a mustache, like a snidely whiplash.
Like a snaggly.
Like a scheming.
Come, I want to show you how to get rid of this thing called typhoid.
Because every time I'm like, Kristen, I think you need glasses. She's like, it's a
pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Yep. That's really funny, Jen. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I think our duo costume should be.
Wait, I had one more.
Oh, shit.
I had one more.
Okay, go.
A Peloton teacher. You put like weird like streaks in your hair and then...
That's really nice, but...
Then you have, like, makeup. You have,
maybe
like,
I'm
mascara.
The one that, like, the Peloton teacher that nobody takes.
Yeah, you got fired. Yeah,
I got
you're
fired.
Like, I have two followers. They're my mom and dad. And you have, like, black mascara cried off your face.
I actually really like that idea a lot. That's actually really
okay,
funny.
Okay, you
I
tell me.
Okay, I know the duo costume that we're going to go as.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should tell it here because people are going to...
I have ideas for us. Hold
people
on.
Are going to want to know, but I'm so excited about it, I can't take it. Okay. You go as Goldie Hawn from Overboard with the high-waisted thing that goes up your hoo-ha and the gold lame things before she's kicked out Overboard
okay.
Where she's being so rude.
You're Kurt Russell.
And I'm Kurt Russell. And I'm Kurt Russell, and you know that's awesome.
It's so inside.
And then I have the thing in the front that like jogs her memory, you know?
I can't.
And I like, yep. I'm... And I wear a tool belt. We can all agree that's win. Winner,
it's,
winner, chicken dinner.
That's pretty good. Okay. Well, do you want to hear mine just
of course
in case?
I want to hear yours. I also think you could do Goldie Hawn from what's the Marine movie she's in? Private Benjamin. Or just like Goldie Hawn.
Oh, gosh.
As Goldie Hawn.
I love all of
her. I love all of her. She's the most glorious person on the planet.
Okay. So I already sent you one. I thought it'd be really funny if we were like, Home Goods Halloween gnomes, like they've said on your, because it's a very,
it's a real short skirt.
No. We would wear like a puffy.
It's really funny.
Leggings. We can wear beards. We get like literally.
I like it.
Okay. My other ideas were that we are, okay, let me find my, I have another list of just other costumes that really like, okay. I thought Janet and Chrissy, we've never done that.
Janet and Chrissy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Or Shemizel Shemazel.
Life is a ball again. Yeah. That's why I wrote.
Obviously.
Yeah. Cagney and Lacey.
I'm fine with
that. I have
that.
A funny one.
Okay.
J-Lo and Shakira from the Super Bowl.
Oh man. I feel like that was such an important, wonderful time of like self-expression that
we
if
were
I.
Like, my gosh, let's just care about shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, like everybody that shit on those women during the Super Bowl.
If you
I
had
have
a crystal ball, man.
Yeah, if you don't even know, like if that's going to be the thing that sets you off, then all of those.
2020 hasn't even begun.
Yeah, that if that's going to be the thing that pisses you off, you wait until 2020 rolls around. You'll be happy to have her at a Super Bowl at 2020. Oh,
can we please go back to the Shakira?
Yeah, can we go back to when I was judgmental about these two wonderful women showing
didn't know
off their
what
bodies?
The fuck I was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, last one that I do feel like you're really going to like. We go as Mommy Dearest, Mommy Dead.
Mommy Dearest, Mommy Daddy?
No, Mommy Dad. The you know what I'm talking about. That documentary with the mom that had Munch House and the girl was like, the girl had the face like this. And then the mom was like,
that's so dark.
Isn't that so
really
funny,
fun.
Though?
That's really funny.
It's
Am I the girl
inside.
That shaves her head?
That, I both of them, they're
we could
both
either
a layup.
They're both,
I'm fine.
They're both good.
Whoever wants to do which. But I looked up some other ones that I think are, okay. This is a really funny one. Going as a crazy Karen with like,
oh, Karen's going to have her day this Halloween.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then you just yell at everyone that's experiencing joy.
You run around asking for a manager. Yeah, and you've that's got like hilarious. Streaks and tips. Okay, Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin's going to get her day.
So much. So, so much many, that can be done with
and
that.
What, but what I want is Carol Baskin and her first husband. I want Carol Baskin and like this like dead version. It's so creepy. Listen, Halloween is about pushing boundaries. If you're not doing that, I don't think you're doing it right.
But you know, may I just sidebar? Carol Baskin's first husband would fly to Mexico to have sex with prostitutes while she was on
yeah,
her lady
I'm not saying
time.
He's a good guy. And we
I would have killed the man,
it.
Too.
We can't Let's prove she did it.
She was smarter. I would have done it in a fit of rage and been caught. So she's smarter.
I think she's such a glorious cat handler that all she did was got pissed and she was like, here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Yeah. All I want to do is save cats and you're really
here, kitty.
Messing up my game, yo.
Will you take this person that I've dipped in some tuna fish oil and end him? And then we'll put him in a meat grinder and feed him back to your cousin.
But also, she had seen her day. So she has seen her day.
She's seen her day. She's going to, you know.
You partied pretty hard, Carol, those days of getting away with it are over.
You got to start. You're going to pay the piper.
Hair. Okay. So scary Harvey Weinstein is a funny one.
Oh.
I like that. It's a little bit of an F you.
Like a scary Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah. Because, you know, he acts like all old and feel bad.
Does everybody beat the shit out of him? Can we make him?
You might be setting yourself up for getting
I think you
drunk.
Have it coming. That's if you true. Go as a bad Harvey Weinstein, then everybody gets to, there needs to be like five people with you wearing hashtag Me Too t-shirts that just kick the shit out of Harvey.
Yeah, he should have like two really black funny. Eyes. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like that. Okay, Bob and Doug.
Who's that?
The astronauts from SpaceX.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. The twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, hilarious.
Well, they're not twins, but they're Bob and Doug McKenzie from Strange Brew. I think you could do a crossover. Some people would get it.
You don't do those enough. We could also do old school.
We could do that.
What's the one that Garth and that's overdone, but also
nobody's done it in a while. I think we could do that one. Okay, last one. Hold on, I gotta find out last my Oh no, I have so many more.
Oh my God, we might have to do another episode because we gotta like.
Have we been going for like 4 hours?
We've been going for like 4 hours. Okay, and like,
what
also,
we do in the shadows? I know it's just vampires.
All of them, any of them.
Any of them.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, Golden Girls. If you have a family of four, do Golden Girls,
that's
right?
That's hilarious.
I know.
I might
right?
be able to get my kids in on that.
That's what I was thinking. You guys could do Golden Girls. That's a good one.
That's a dream. I want to be a Golden Girl.
And you could have Eleanor be Sophia with her.
She's hilarious. She loves playing an older woman. We don't call them old women. We call them older woman. But she always does this thing where she's like, I just can't get enough coffee. That's what her version of an old woman sounds
it's
like.
It's me now.
And I'm like, wait.
What I do right now.
Was that? I just said that 4 minutes ago.
So, and I want my husband to be Keith Raniere from The Vow. Like, have this, like,
I should have looked at Jen's list before she talked about this because he is so creepy. How does that guy get so much ass?
Because he created a pyramid scheme. You be a pyramid scheme, and then I'll have my husband be
Keith Raniere.
Yeah, and then you guys can like.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a smart.
And then you can
be
Lonnie Anderson, and my husband can be Burt Reynolds.
That's a fun idea.
And I don't have to wear a tight dress.
That is the way that we swap.
Yeah, that's we swap husbands for Halloween, which on some level feels even more intimate. Like you have to commit for the whole night. Swapping, I have to commit for a strong 2 minutes.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky, that's what you... I'm telling you, if it happens after 9 p.m., I'm not going to be awake.
Hot flash.
You guys.
So I'm not always good at hot flashes. But I've got a hot flash right now, and I know you're going to lean into it hardcore. So
I like to lean in.
I've mentioned before this hot flash, and now I'm going to tell you because there was something I saw on Instagram about it just today. I know this is probably like a tried and true go-to, but Brad Pitt. You know what I'm talking about?
Go for it. Yes.
Brad Pitt just did the table read of Fast Times at Ridgemont High with Jennifer Aniston. And I feel like I can say right now she is the love of his life because
they are so smitten.
So freaking in love, you guys. And that is why, like, he made, look,
He's talked about that. We put that out there months ago.
We had hashtag Brad and Jen again because it's what we need right now to like feel good about life. But then I oftentimes like look at him and I'm like, you're so good looking. You're kind of an asshole. But when I looked at him looking at her, maybe he's the best actor there's ever been. But I felt like I was like, oh, he really loves her. And I was like, girl, get some.
I felt like I was part of I know. And I was like, look at them, like, playing it cool. It's like all the feels again. Brad needs to drop that German model, and he needs to get his act together.
I tell you what, Brad Pitt, you're going to be 80 years old and need somebody to wipe your ass, and it's not going to be a German model.
And I don't think it's going to be Jennifer, but you know what? She'll be on the other side of the door waiting for you when it's done.
You know what? I think it will be.
She's fantastic. I don't want us to forget that Brad was a skis and
Brad, I'll never let you forget. If I was married to you, there'd be like a card in your eggs every morning.
That's right.
You,
like, hi,
watch
honey,
your P's and Q's today. And
hi, honey,
you
banged another
wiener.
Woman. Yeah. Yep. Don't be a skis. Yeah. However, it does give our hearts something that it needs right now. Seeing those two in a, like, the way he's like grinning and he's like, oh, it's so good.
But yes, he did a terrible thing, but you know what? You can't say it's too terrible because he has a beautiful child.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not all
he
darkness.
Was with. No, no, no. They were together for a long time.
They
He's a good dad.
Adopted kids. He's a good dad. But you want to be done with one thing before you. But I like the idea that there's redemption and that people can be happy again. And this thing, maybe this thing that was always meant to be is going to
be,
you guys.
Can we all just put aside our hurt feelings and make it move on?
Because you guys obviously love each
you
other.
Love
we
each other
love
so
you
much. You're both styly. You're both fit. You're both into architecture. At least that's what I've heard.
Totally.
I mean, just like that German model is fine for now. Jennifer's doing her thing. Like, both y'all
Look.
Need to just like fall in love again.
You know, at some point it's like, quit showing off. We get it. You can date somebody hot, you know, but yeah. At some point.
And by the way, Jennifer is aging so well.
Oh my God,
and
I
she
can't.
Looks like a million bucks. And you know Brad what? Is definitely showing his age. So if he has an ounce of brains in his head, he will go back to that woman and he will say, let's pick up where we left off.
I tell you what, at one point, Jennifer Aniston was older than me. At this point, I am 12 to 14 years older
I don't know
than
how
her,
that happened.
I don't know. I need to see the math on that. Me too. I have no idea what she's doing, but I will.
I do. It's called yoga and eating well.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that either. That's why I can feel my stomach over my pants right now. And I'm fine with it. We just want to be invited to the party when they get back together. Wouldn't that be great? We don't belong there, though. It's the perfect reason.
Like, we're not responsible for it, but we have put a lot of good energy out to the universe. Like,
and they believe in that shit, so.
Hoping that it happens. Like, I watched.
A thank you card would be nice. Yeah. A thank you card and a thank you car would be nice. Thank you very much.
You know what? I'm just happy to like go to their poker night. Honestly, probably I'll tell my grandkids about it. So
I'll tell everybody about
it.
I'm a security risk. You guys, are we good here?
We're good.
I think we got to wrap it up.
We've got more Halloween. I think to talk.
We're going to talk Halloween
because, like we said, it's Halloween month. We're going to live it up. We're finding all the reasons to celebrate and make joy out of lemons.
Yep, and all y'all that are. Doing the long hours and working those.
Hang in there.
It's going to get better. We're all in this together. That's not bullshit. That's literally how we feel.
You're not alone. Kelly Clarkson's in it too.
Kelly Clarkson is in it too. And she wants to be our friend so bad. No, she doesn't. Not really, but someday.
All right. You have to choose right now. Brad Pitt and Jen or Kelly?
Kelly.
Me too. Duh. I know. I didn't even have to think
Well,
about
Kelly.
That.
Yes. Kelly. You mean as a friend?
Yeah. To hang out with.
Yes, for sure.
Me too. Yeah.
To watch.
Do you know
sweet
how
love?
Much
Maybe.
I would. No, Brad for that. But
Brad
and
Jennifer together. Gross. I don't want to be that. I'm not into that. I'll go have chicken wings.
Yeah. Kristen tries to pull off a handshake and they're like,
gross.
Are you trying to feel my pulse? What's happening here? All I get is that you're disgusting right
never,
now.
Never. I would die. I would never.
All right. We're Jen and Kristen. This is I'm Mom So Hard. You can watch us on YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
That's right. And you can... Well,
listen.
You can listen to us wherever podcasts are listened
so
to.
Do all of that stuff.
Do all that stuff. Subscribe and listen. And we'll be back again soon talking more fun stuff.
Bye-bye.
Bye, you guys.